Things happening rapid fire right now. Let's reset here. Limits, the Cam Hayward story, hijacking week one. Cam himself, and this comes in the wake of Adam Schefter basically saying, I'm paraphrasing, this story's not finished. Let's see if he's at practice Wednesday. Let's see how this plays out. Nothing has happened to the resolution of this story. And then Cam's own podcast dropped this morning, I would imagine taped within the last couple days. He's on with his co-host here, and of course the topic came up, although maybe it's surprising that Cam let it come up on his own podcast because he's not speaking to the media at all these days. He disappears after practice and can't be found. Let's hear that.
All right, first up, this was Cam saying, first, there's nothing ultimately to talk about.
Any other news we want to report on? Anything about you going on? Everything good with you?
Nope.
Before I moved to college football?
Nothing to talk about.
And what I thought was really interesting about this, Joe, is like that was in the early part of the podcast, like within like the first like 7 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
This next part wasn't brought up for another 20 minutes.
Right, anything else we need to know before this game Sunday? I guess the main question, too, will Cam Hayward be out there?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
That is something, man. And by the way, what a story it would be if one of the guys just elected as a team captain suddenly doesn't show up after ending the hold-in, returns to practice, and practices all the time, and then suddenly, on a Wednesday, decides not to? I don't think that – he may skip Wednesday, but I don't think he'll follow through on it because I've sort of – frame the story this way. It's Cam's reputation, legacy, being liked, admiration from fans versus his conviction to follow through on him saying, I really can't justify or I have a hard time justifying playing on this deal. Which wins out? I think him wanting to protect the reputation. I think that would win out. But I also think that if the Steelers saw him sit out Wednesday and Thursday, they might come up with that little sweetener, a little something Friday morning in the stocking at the Hayward household. I think that would happen, and I'm not so sure that I would disagree with that. I would call him on his bluff, see if he shows up, and then if I really get the idea like, wow, he might follow through on this, then he wins. Because I want to win. And in this alleged all-in season, that's really not an all-in season, but it kind of is, I don't want to go out there without maybe my best defensive player from last year for an opener that's going to finish like 13-8 or something. I don't want to take that chance. But man, would it be interesting if your team captain, one of your defensive captains, and I think the acknowledged overall captain, like, there's not a designation, I don't think, for that, is there?
No.
But if there was a C to wear, like if this were hockey, Cam Hayward is the guy wearing the C on the Steelers. And, man, would it be a horrible, horrible look to not play in the opener for a team captain and maybe the team captain? Jerry Dulac was asked about this, and this is also hot off the presses. Alan from Allentown. That sounds like me calling Bob's show. Does it not, Limits?
Just a tad bit.
Alan from Allentown. Does Cam get more money if he sits out Sunday, or does it become very ugly if it comes to that? Jerry said, no, he loses money. If he sits out, the team can place him on a reserve/suspended list, which means he's not on the 53-man roster, which means he starts to forfeit a portion of the $13.4 million roster bonus he received. That goes back to our friend and yours, caller Anthony, who's been mentioning that. However, Dulac adds, I don't expect that to happen. I'd be surprised if Cam didn't play. Well, Jerry and the rest of us were also surprised by the Jalen Warren extension. So surprises galore. Will this be another one? Let's get to the phones, oh limitless wonder. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon. at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Did you want to add something before we go to the lines?
Yeah, the only thing that I wanted to say is, look, I don't know if they'll do this yet, but the fact that they give Cam Hayward a lot of like Wednesday veteran days off, do you think that that would maybe be a factor where I think Thursday is going to be
You might be right about that.
Where
yeah.
he might just get the day off because that's what Tomlin elects to do. Because
I don't know.
Done
do you give
previously.
A veteran day off the first week of the season? No, he hasn't taken a hit yet.
But I wonder because, oh, well, he practiced on Monday.
I guess that could complicate things. If Cabali said he practiced yesterday.
Right.
But let's be honest, the first real official high profile, all eyes on it practice for your season opener is tomorrow. Who's up?
Let's go to John. He's in Baldwin.
Hey, John. Jonathan Baldwin on the line. What's up?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good.
First time caller, long time listener. I gotta speak my mind here. Is there not anything better you can talk about other than Cameron Hayward? I mean, come on, Joseph.
Yeah, it's Tony. Get rid of him. Goodbye.
You think it's Tony?
Yeah, it was a fake accent and everything. Next.
Well. Here is Mark. He's in the car. Hi, Mark.
And to answer that question, one of your team captains and your best defensive player says on his own podcast that he doesn't know if he's going to show up for the opener. Seems like a fairly worthwhile topic, Tony. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, guys. Appreciate you taking my call and hope you're both well.
Did you know that that guy's accent was fake? I knew it right from the start. I told, what did I say, Limits, as soon as he talked?
You said, be careful here.
Yes,
be careful here with this guy.
Now, this man seems very genuine.
Yeah, Mark calls all the time.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. And so I have two things for you, if that's okay. First, I'd like to talk about Cam, and then I'd like to chime into your previous topic of the celery and cucumbers.
Yeah.
So,
please.
But first off, with Cam, I think like his main downfall through this whole situation has been his lack of transparency, and he has so many outlets that he has available to him to kind of put out and kind of squash any idea of who's, you know, what's holding this whole thing up, if it's him, if it's the Steelers, you know, whatever. But I know that moving over these past couple years, the way contracts are determined now are not what you've done in the past, but what you're going to be doing for this contract.
Sure.
And I think that is sort of to his advantage, but also his disadvantage, because you see, season last year, the contract that they orchestrated before the season wasn't him and his agent betting on himself. It was just getting it done, and that way it wasn't a topic of discussion going into the season, even though that it clearly was.
Yeah, I mean, he's won on the last couple of contract issues. Again, the Steelers back in 20, I think, made him the highest paid defensive player in terms of annual salary ever over the age of 30. They did that. And then last year, at least according to him, they took back their initial desire to have him take a cut in his contract, to take a pay cut. They took that back and gave him what he wanted. So I guess from the Steelers' perspective, kind of what you're saying is, listen, the last two times we sat down at the table, we made you a king in 2020. We let you win last year. This time we're going to win. Although, again, we may get to cutting off your nose to spite your face if all it takes is a little sweetener from next year's deal thrown in on top of this year's.
Absolutely agree.
That may be the way that it turns out here. And they may be also thinking, you were great for three quarters of the season last year, not so great in the last quarter of it. We're giving you money here based on what we think you'll do. In fact, we've already paid you for this season. His money's in, mostly. 13 of the 14 or 15 million he's earning this year is already paid. Of course, they can start taking it back if he doesn't show up. What else you got on your mind?
Yeah, so I agree. He has not been hard done by the Steelers since he's been with the organization. But my second thing was regarding your cucumbers and celery debate and how they virtually are tasteless.
Yeah.
But I listen to you guys pretty much every day because I'm on the road pretty much for 8 hours, Monday through Friday. So that's when I listen to you guys all the time. But one of the things that after speaking to my doctor, because I was, you know, gaining weight significantly, well, not significantly, but since having a small child, now that I'm driving all day and kind of sitting here, they recommend that I go to something that doesn't involve more vegetables, such as celery and cucumber. And while doing that, I've come across, kind of like you, Joe, I've lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, that'll do it.
altering the diet and changing up, taking some bread out and putting in more veggies.
I mean, basically it comes down to this, and I appreciate the call. Are you willing to eat things that you don't really like? Are you willing to do that and give up things that you really do like, which in my case is cookies, cake, candy, donuts, ice cream. And did I mention cookies? Did I mention brownies? There's brownies right out there today, Limits.
Yeah, they look really good.
The beautiful, moist chocolate kind of homemade brownies. And 6 months ago, I would have eaten that whole bin out there with no regard for my fellow worker. I would have eaten all. I think there's eight of them left. I would have eaten all eight.
But
I like myself a little better now. Look at me.
I've look gone good, from Joe. You're a new man.
224 to 204. That's 20 pounds, Limits. I've lost an entire, like, toddler.
That's your birthday gift to yourself.
Yeah.